Chapter 9, Open Door Baby Cakes Policy. Mr. Grayson was a good teacher for lots of reasons. He let kids eat snacks at their desks if they were hungry. He didn't make students ask permission to go to the bathroom. He didn't believe in making people apologize. "You can't make someone be sorry," he always said. And he believed in class pets. That's how he put it. "I believe in class pets," he had said on the first day of class when he introduced Baby Cakes, the class rabbit. Baby Cakes, a white Angora bunny that looked like a giant fluff ball, lived in a pen in the back of the room near the bookshelves. It was a big pen with a gate. "If anyone ever needs to cuddle," Mr. Grayson said, "Baby Cakes is there for you." And that was the thing that made Mr. Grayson the best teacher Bat had ever had. His open-door baby cake policy, which meant that any time a kid needed to cuddle, he or she could go visit Baby Cakes. No permission needed, no questions asked. Baby Cakes liked carrots and apples and put up with the cuddling. Bat knew the rabbit liked treats better than the kids, but he also knew that Baby Cakes was smart enough to realize that the two often went together. The thing about Mr. Grayson's open-door baby cake policy was that none of the kids wanted to ruin it by overusing it. Bat was Baby Cake's most frequent visitor. Israel visited the second most often, and then probably Jenny was third. A couple of months ago, Israel had given Bat a drawing he'd done of Baby Cakes. It was pretty good. Bat usually tried to visit Baby Cakes during recess or lunch when a visit wouldn't mean leaving group time. But today, he didn't think he could wait until recess. Maybe because he missed the baby skunk so much. When Mr. Grayson had everyone pull out their money game payday that they played on Fridays, Bat slipped away from his table and headed to the back of the room. Today, Baby Cakes wasn't sleeping. She was just sitting in her favorite spot on top of the plastic hutch where she slept. She looked like white cotton candy. Bat sat close to Baby Cakes and put his hand on her back, just to let her know he was there. He didn't want to startle her. "Break into four groups of four," Mr. Grayson said. "Choose a banker and pay everyone $200. For a moment, Bat thought maybe Mr. Grayson was going to let him skip the game and just hang out with Baby Cakes. But then he said, "Bat, 5 minutes." Bat didn't want to play payday. He didn't want to join the class in 5 minutes. But the open-door Baby Cakes policy didn't mean it was okay to skip stuff that the class was doing. It was one of those unspoken rules that Mom was always talking about, those things that people are supposed to know without having to be told. Bat hated unspoken rules, but he loved the open-door Baby Cake policy. So in the 5 minutes later, Mr. Grayson said, "Okay, Bat, time's up." Bat reluctantly scooted Baby Cakes off his lap where he had set her and rejoined the class. The games were all arranged. Jenny Pearson had dealt out $200 for Bat. Luca, Bat saw, had returned from the bathroom with red-rimmed eyes. She was in a different group. "Ready?" Jenny asked. "I guess," said Bat, and he sat in the empty seat between Jenny and Raymond. Across from him, Corey rolled the dice. Bat sighed. It was going to be a long day.